Right. I am here at Ag Connect Expo. I'm speaking with Mark Curtis, who is on the United Soybean Board, and which represents the soybean checkoff. And we had a little discussion here about the future of biofuels, and in particular biodiesel. And USB has been instrumental. The soybean growers in this country have been instrumental in getting biodiesel out there in the last 10, 15, 20 years. Isn't that right, Mark?
That's correct. Soybean growers, specifically in Missouri, started working on biodiesel about 20 years ago, and then it spread to other states and the national organization. And soybean farmers have invested a lot of their money into the development of the biodiesel industry through the national checkoff and state checkoffs.
And we got a nice Christmas present at the end of the year with the biodiesel tax incentive expanded and retroactively in 2010 and through 2011, which was good news for the industry. How do you think that's going to help?
What that's going to do is make biodiesel more competitive with petroleum diesel and get the production back online. The image building part is a responsibility of organizations like USB and American Soybean Association and other state organizations and the National Biodiesel Board, which is that's their primary responsibility is to promote biodiesel image and otherwise. So it's just going to continue once we get production up and get it available, more available than it was last year. Then we'll work on the image of it.
Now, how do you think that the soybean checkoff is all about making an investment that's going to pay off for the farmer? How do you think that the investment that the soybean checkoff has made in biodiesel has paid off for soybean producers?
Well, we have research, independent research, that shows that over the last 4 or 5 years, biodiesel has contributed about 25 cents a bushel to the farmer's farm gate price of soybeans. So when you multiply 25 cents times several billion bushels, that makes a pretty good return on investment from the $30 or $40 million that have been invested from farmers' money, checkoff money, in the biodiesel industry.
How have the equipment makers helped you? People like New Holland, for example, and those people that have helped, you know, get out and be able to use biodiesel in that machinery.
Well, they've helped a lot, and that goes back to that image you were talking about. They've looked at biodiesel and have determined that biodiesel works fine in their machinery, in their engines, and is perfectly acceptable. I guess they're still doing it. I haven't heard much about it lately, but a year or so ago, John Deere was shipping their equipment from the factory with biodiesel in it. So that helps in the image, and it helps to allay any fears that the farmer might have that his warranty is not going to be honored or that he's going to lose power or mess up his engine or something like that.
Very good. Mark, that's really all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just I hope that farmers will start asking for biodiesel again. I know I've been using it in years past, but couldn't get it last year, even though I did ask for it because of the tax credit lapsing. I'm going to start asking for it again, and I hope other farmers will too, so that we can get production back up and running.
All right, very good point. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Mark Curtis here at Ag Connect Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.